Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Bonnie Nichols with today's Daily Phil. Examine me. I feel like it has the potential to go either way. It really depends on the heart and attitude of the person. Someone could have a prideful and arrogant heart, and someone else could be humble and gracious. To be like Christ, we need to be humble and gracious in all things, and when we are, love and truth can be reaped. In 1 Corinthians 9:3, Paul says, "Examine my life." That's a bold and vulnerable statement to make. As believers, we will have many watching us and examining how we live. And being that we are human, those who watch us will also see us when we slip and mess up. To be humble enough to say, "Examine me," feels a bit risky at times, am I right? But not to Paul. He was confident in his heart and actions and humble enough to take correction if the need arose. Today, our lives and moments can be quickly plastered on social media, in an email, or spread via phone or text. It's like we're living in a fishbowl. Anything and everything can be seen by everyone, all of our good and all of our bad. I think it takes a true heart of humility to say, "Look and examine me." As Christ followers, we want to be humble and always grow in our faith. There are a lot of things in this world that can distract us, be gray for us, and be blinding to us. We need to be open and willing to let God use others in our lives to help us see the blind spots we have, and we must remember we are living as an example of Jesus for others to see. Our actions can help draw them to Jesus, or they can keep them further away. I remember a very specific time in my life when a dear friend who loves me so much heard me share something that caused her concern. She took a couple of days, prayed, and then asked if we could talk. I was completely oblivious to what she was about to share, but had such deep respect and love for her that I wanted to hear it. She asked me a couple questions to clarify what I had said a few days earlier and then shared her heart of concern over it. Her perspective was right. And something I hadn't even thought of. Her heart to share truth and love and my heart to be willing to listen created a moment that God has used in my life time and time again. From what we know about Paul, I believe he says, "Examine me," with a heart of humility and grace. It wasn't an arrogant dare or threat. He knew he was doing his best and he knew he was in communion with God, yet was humble enough to say, "Examine me," and add an extra layer of accountability. People will examine us. It's just the way it is. Hopefully, they see a consistently godly life that draws them to Jesus. Will we be perfect? No, but that's okay if we're willing to have accountability. When that accountability and loving truth is shared with us, I hope we will be humble and willing to hear what they have to say. Blessings as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.